We want to welcome you back here to the Brinks Exteriors Preview Show here on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCIM. We're now joined by head coach of the Carroll Tigers, Craig Rowetter. Coach, thank you so much for joining us here this week.
You bet, Tyler. Thanks for all the coverage you guys give us.
Absolutely. Coach, you know, we are getting into the final regular season week for you guys here. Kind of an important one for you guys this week as you go up against Sergeant Bluff Luton. But let's take a quick gander back to last week. Just talk real quick about the match against Sioux Center. What are some of those takeaways you had from last week's game?
Yeah, Sioux Center, you know, that they were a good ball club, and we knew that coming in. That was an important one for us, too, as far as district standings go. But we just, you know, defensively, I thought we played really well throughout the game. Just were on the field probably too much. But, yeah, two-score game at halftime. And plus we got that interception right there before half where we tried to kind of change momentum there and put one in the end zone. And then they ended up intercepting that, too, to keep us out scoreless in the first half. But even at halftime, it was at 13-0. We thought we still had still as a one-score game if we were able to get the ball right after halftime and put one in. But we just struggled a little bit offensively, you know, getting a lot of rhythm, especially in the run game. I thought we threw the ball okay, but when we're one-dimensional, things don't typically go great for us.
Right, right. And, you know, we talk about last week being important, and this week is even more important. So just for people who might not understand kind of the severity here of week 9 for you guys, what's kind of on the line here in week number 9 for playoffs?
It's basically a playoff game. You know, it's win or go home. So, if we're able to win tonight, then that'll put us in at least a tie for second place in the district. And then if, if MOC happens to knock off Sioux Center, that actually, the way I read it, would give us, we'd tie with Sergeant Bluff for second place in the district and then have the head-to-head. So that would put us in the postseason as runner-up in our district. If, you know, we win and Sioux Center also wins, then it's a three-way tie. I believe Sergeant Bluff probably has the highest RPI by the end of it. So then they would get runner up, and then we'd have to be scraping for an at-large spot. So, but biggest thing is if we have to win.
Talk to me real quick about the week. How did you feel practice have gone with your guys, and what's kind of been the biggest focal point in practice?
It's like anything. We take it, no game's really different as far as how we prepare. So it is the weather finally turned. It felt like football weather this week. So that was, there's a little adjustment on Tuesday where we had to kind of rally the troops at the beginning and get everybody adjusted to how things need to run this week. But, yesterday I thought we had a great day of prep and practice. So, the guys know the importance, especially our seniors. They potentially, if things don't go right, this could be the last time they get to put on pads. So I think there's that sense of urgency and the guys should be ready to go.
Right, absolutely. And I think you mentioned it here, the last couple of days of this week is going to be a little bit chilly, especially here tonight. Maybe some wind in the forecast, a little bit of a colder night. So what are some of those things that how have the guys kind of adjusted to this change in weather?
Oh, the biggest thing is the wide receivers having to catch the footballs a little bit harder and comes a little bit faster, in the cold weather. So they'll have to adjust that, especially if there's any wind issues. But and you got to be able to run the ball, especially playoff time in Iowa. If you want to make a run, you got to be able to run the ball. So that's been the focus this week. I think we'll see a 4-man front again, and that kind of plays more in our wheelhouse as far as blocking scheme with our gap scheme and stuff like that. So, we've been focused on running the ball, but also with some of the stuff Sergeant Bluff does in coverage, we have a few answers for, I think, how they're going to defend us.
Yeah, and let's expand just a little bit about Sergeant Bluff's kind of game plan coming into this week. What have you seen on film, and how are they going to kind of run their offense and defense?
Offensively, they're not shy about it. They like throwing the ball. They got a junior quarterback is actually the head coach's son. So they smart kid, and a good athlete, just a junior. But yeah, I think he's thrown it 189 times already this season. So, but he's completing, over about 66%. So he's not just throwing it around. He's making people pay while he does it. But The tough thing about them is they do have 3 to 4 different targets that are all over 20 catches on the season. So, you can't really just focus on one guy or take one guy away. They got a lot of weapons. So really maybe the cold weather and a little wind would help us out a little bit and make them run the ball. But, defensively they kind of sit and it's kind of an expanded 4-3. They play their outside linebackers pretty wide, because they have a Emming, Jacob Emming in the middle, senior. I think he's committed to play at Iowa State next year. So he's a big body in the middle there at middle linebacker and kind of just shuts down in the middle or patrols the middle. So we're going to kind of work around that with our scheme this week. And, but they do play deep too. So it's going to be tough to, we're going to be able to have to take our shots, kind of be smart about it because they don't let a whole lot over the top.
Absolutely. One of the things that I've watched throughout the year for you guys has been kind of your defense. I've seen a lot of really big plays that your defense has been able to cough up, and your offense has had some really good deep and long plays as well this season. But if you had to look at the head-to-head between you guys and Sergeant Bluff Luton, what are some of the strengths that you guys are going to bring into this matchup this tonight?
I think just up front, we're gonna have to again establish the run or try to force us our run game on them. We probably gave up on it a little bit too early last week, and that was on me. But I think we have to establish that run just to set up so, and that sets up your deep, play action pass for us. And and I think our guy, we're senior heavy up front with Dylan DeMay and Nolan Moore and Everett Sampson, Connor Nowess, and we throw in Tanner Ponto's actually worked a little bit of line this week. Just some guys banged up, and then we got Colton Wieland up there as our junior. But they're gonna have to set the line of scrimmage for us offensively, and they did a great job I thought last week in pass protection when we were forced to throw. I think we gave up 2 early sacks, but then and that was it. Otherwise, Ethan had pretty good amount of time to get his reads and throw the ball. So that'll be our biggest thing offensively. And then defensively, same thing up front. Hopefully, I don't mention him, but Ponto, coming off the edge, they got to account for him. And then hopefully that gives us time. They have to get rid of the ball quick in their pass game. And Remy Richardson and Nick Mackey on the backside so far have been really good lately at corners and shutting down the other team's top targets.
Right, absolutely. And one thing I want to ask you, we talk about just how important this game is for you guys. It's essentially a playoff game. And I know for high schoolers at this level, it can be a little bit daunting. It can be a little bit challenging and really kind of test their mental fortitude coming into this week. So how have you gotten your guys mentally ready and focused for tonight's game? Or has it kind of just been their own thing? They've really gotten onto themselves of being mentally ready and focused.
Yeah, our seniors have done a great job all year of kind of just, we don't get too high or don't get too low. After, some of our losses, the guys came back ready to work, and that's the same deal this week. We got kind of hammered there by Boyden Hall Rock Valley, and then we went on a nice little win streak again. And so they know that, and like I said earlier, they know the implications of the game, and it's kind of win at all costs. But we know that they're it depends on where you look, I think, but they're ranked anywhere from 6th to 8th in the state. But we also kind of gave them a little history lesson. We haven't played them for about 5 years, but of the last 5 games, we've actually against them, we're 4-1 against them in the last 5 times. So we're not gonna go up there and be intimidated by any means. I think we'll be ready to go.
Absolutely. Coach, anything else you'd like to mention about this matchup or about how you've prepared for this matchup that maybe I didn't ask you here today?
No, I think you covered it well, and just looking forward to the opportunity again to play a really good opponent. And yeah, it does become, last year we were short a couple of games with the whole schedule and COVID deal. So it's nice to be able to, regardless, get this 9th game in and be in position right now, to, and again, credit to the seniors to, I don't think there's a whole lot of, I've said it before, but outside of our program, as far as expectations going into this year, especially when we had a couple injuries early, that we'd be talking potential playoffs here in week nine. So that's a credit to those guys.
Absolutely. Well, Coach Rowetter, we wish you good luck here tonight going up against Sergeant Bluff Luton. And of course, we'll catch up with you on the New Way Forward Scoreboard Show here later on tonight.
Sounds great. And again, appreciate all the coverage that you guys do for us. Go Tigers.
Once again, that was head coach of the Carroll Tigers, Craig Rowetter, here on the Brinks Exteriors preview show. We do got to step away, but don't go too far because we are a minute and a half away from action. It is the Carroll Tigers taking on Sergeant Bluff Luton in week nine right here on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCIM. We're back after this.